Right, Hewitt's House of Reps finally approved, as we told you with Richard earlier on, this $95 billion security package for foreign aid to Ukraine. Taiwan, Israel's covered as well. $23 billion for Ukraine, bit over $9 for humanitarian needs in Israel, and we got $8 or thereabouts for the Indo-Pacific, what they call the Indo-Pacific, it's Taiwan. International relations expert Jeffrey Miller is back with us. Jeffrey, very good morning to you.
Good morning, Mike.
Is the Senate a foregone conclusion?
I think so. The Senate passed a similar bill about a month ago, so I think it's all go on this package, and it's a huge package. As you said, $95 billion, $61 billion for Ukraine, $26 billion for Israel, and $8 billion for the Indo-Pacific. And there really was something there for everybody. You know, if you're on the left, there was support for Ukraine. If you're a conservative evangelical Republican, there was support for Israel. And if you're a populist, anti-China.
And that's what Johnson was trying to do. Is he a genius, or has he still got trouble?
Well, I think he's really done well here. I mean, he staked out his job there on this package, and he seems to have got Trump's support for it. And I think that's the most significant element here, that Trump has effectively given his blessing to this deal, and this could lock in this geopolitical competition for years to come. Trump has said that Ukraine's survival is important to the United States. That's a huge shift for him, and so that means that even if Trump wins the election, we can probably expect the strategy to continue. And Mike Johnson described Iran, Russia, and China as an axis of evil, and I think we can expect that kind of language to continue, sadly.
So where does Taylor Greene go with this, and does her credibility get hit? Because she was rolling him, and now apparently she's just yak, 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 and there's nothing happening yet.
Yeah, she was on the US Sunday shows earlier overnight, and I think she's going to go nowhere. I think, yes, there will be this rump of Republicans who are isolationists who don't want the US to be fighting in these foreign wars, but it will be a minority. And I think now Trump has shifted his position. He's seen that perhaps it's a losing proposition to be saying, you know, withdraw from Ukraine and so on. And so, yeah, I think probably we've got a unity moment, a bipartisan moment, probably that we haven't seen since Reagan, really. It's quite stunning.
Good stuff, Jeffrey. Appreciate it very much. Jeffrey Miller. So on Friday, big question marks over Johnson. He survives another day, and he might well be the genius some made him out to be.
For more from the Mike Hosking Breakfast, listen live to News Talk ZB from 6 a.m. weekdays, or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.